You're with SBS Radio.
Yeah, absolutely. Of course, General Sir John Monash is Jewish and considered arguably Australia's greatest war commander and leader. So we have a full page about information about him with an interview with Australian biographer Professor Roland Perry, who portrayed Monash in his book Monash the Outsider Who Won the War and Monash and Chevelle. He revealed what Monash might have been thinking on Armistice Day when the armistice was signed 100 years ago after all he went through. Of course, Monash was known for his ingenuity in forging infantry, artillery and tank power into a style of modern armoured warfare which enabled the Australian Imperial Force and Allied troops to blunt the German spring offensive in France and prevent the enemy from reaching the strategic city of Amiens. So Perry told us that while Monash would have been pleased the war was over and would have felt relieved, he also would have, because he actually disliked war and disliked the toll on families, and he deeply cared for his men. So Perry thought that he would have been just relieved that he would never have to fight any war ever again. Perry said research that he's done on Monash around the time of the armistice showed that as brilliant as he had been in executing the turnaround that won the war in November 1918, Monash had a profound distaste for war and its ruins.
I just want to remind our listeners that at the 11th a.m. on November 11th, 1918, 100 years ago, General John Monash got his wish not to be involved in a war again. And that was when they signed the peace treaty. That was the end of the First World War. I think there is a very interesting interview in the Australian Jewish News with Peter Allen. And Peter Allen talks about the significance of Armistice Day and commemoration also to the Jewish community, as also Jewish soldiers took part in the war.
That's right. And Peter Allen, of course, was the Centenary of Anzac Jewish Program coordinator. And that program officially ends now after 5 years of important activities. And that was also marked last week at the Remembrance Day Jewish service at the Sydney Jewish Museum, where 95 years ago, almost to the day, General Sir John Monash officially opened the New South Wales Jewish War Memorial. So more than 200 people attended this event, hosted by the New South Wales Association of Jewish Service and Ex-Service Men and Women. And the guest speaker was Lieutenant General Ken Gillespie, who was a former Chief of the Australian Army. Ken Gillespie said the efforts of the New South Wales and wider Australian Jewish community in supporting the centenary of Anzac activities, both learning and commemorative activities, has been very significant. And he noted that he himself attended the launch of the Mark Dappin book called Jewish Anzacs at the Sydney Jewish Museum last year. And he also attended the centenary of the Battle of Beersheba in Israel last year, and those were two of his personal highlights from the five-year program. He said, throughout the centenary events, we learnt of the service of some 2,300 Jewish enlistees in the 1st Australian Imperial Force, and we also endeavoured to understand the enormity of the tragedy which befell families and communities, and that the peace, security and prosperity enjoyed by our nation today has its roots in this service and sacrifice.
It's very interesting to read what Peter Allen has written about, the title is A Proud History of Serving Our Country, at this week's edition in the AJN. And we are talking to Shane Dziatnik, senior journalist of the Australian Jewish News. Shane, last week on November 9th, we marked the 80th anniversary of Kristallnacht.
Yeah, that's right. Of course, there was commemoration services last Thursday night in Sydney and in Melbourne. And we do have a two-page special feature on that where we've interviewed Michael Hopf, who's a Melbourne resident, whose grandfather, late grandfather, Hans Weber, is believed to have been owned the first shop, a clothing shop in Munich, that was ravaged and destroyed on Kristallnacht. So he has some very moving words and recollections about what he learnt of his grandfather and his family's life at the time of Kristallnacht.
And we are talking to Shane Desiatnik, senior journalist of the Australian Jewish News. Shane, I must comment and bring my listeners' attention to the fact that Sydney's Jewish community put religious differences aside at a pluralistic vigil for the victims and survivors of the Pittsburgh synagogue massacre last Wednesday night.
Yes, more than 800 members of the community attended the event at the Great Synagogue, and in a nice gesture, it was jointly hosted by modern Orthodox Rabbi Dr. Benjamin Elton and Masorti Reform Rabbi, Rabbi Jeffrey Cummins. Rabbi Elton said a synagogue should be a place of peace, of prayer, of love, and the Tree of Life Synagogue was just such a place, but it was transformed by a man filled with hate. He said the scourge of anti-Semitism is unfortunately still alive, and of course, as we know, many synagogues in Australia have are protected by armed guards still, and it's easy to forget that they are there for a truly terrible and terrifying reason. But he said the protection is just a means to an end, and that the end is the continuation of a vibrant Jewish life. Executive Council of Australian Jewry Deputy President Gillian Segal said that in the wake of the murders in Pittsburgh, now is the time for us to express our grief, to feel our pain, and to come together as a community to seek support and comfort from one another.
We're talking to Shane Desiatnik, senior journalist of the Australian Jewish News. Shane, the final results have been released, and I'm talking about the Wentworth by-election.
Yes, it's hard to believe, but it took a full 2 weeks for the final results and all the votes to be counted and double-checked. And yes, Dr. Karen Phelps, the independent, was declared the winner, finishing just 1,849 votes ahead of Liberal candidate Dave Sharma, the former Australian ambassador to Israel, with 51.21% of the two-party preferred vote. And the New South Wales Jewish Board of Deputies President Leslie Berger was very quick to congratulate her, phoned her, and paid her a special compliment by the fact that she is the first Jewish member for Wentworth and the first female federal Jewish member in the parliament.
Shane Desiatnik, senior journalist of the Australian Jewish News. Thank you so much and have a great week.
Tell us what you think. Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter.